This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to the program. 6 minutes after, this hour brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to businesses across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Hope you had a great Christmas. Hope all is well. I enjoy a little bit of I just have fun going back and looking at all the meltdowns on election night and the morning after. The meltdowns by the mainstream media, I find that to be, well, highly unprofessional, a lot of it, but highly amusing at the same time. Having spent as many years as I did doing television news and working on that side of the camera in that industry, I find it fascinating that these people that have been at the top of their profession become so unhinged, I guess. Anyhow, so I posted some of those up at the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page for your reflection as well. The Steve Gruber Show Facebook page is there for you to enjoy. You can also find out more at stevegruber.com, where you can listen live. I have people ask me all the time, you know, if one of the stations is having some repairs or something's going on and they can't quite get the show the way they normally do, go to your smartphone. Go to stevegruber.com. Click Listen Live. That's how clever I am. Listen Live. And guess what? You get to, that's right, you get to listen live. All right. You can also find the podcast, the latest postings. We write all the time and post all the time and try to keep up to speed on what's on your mind as well. So you can send me comments. You can also send me comments to Facebook. We try to keep up on them and share the appropriate ones here. The inappropriate ones, we just chuckle amongst ourselves, even when you're insulting me, which I find just usually quite humorous. Anyhow, winter should return to most of Michigan today in the upper Midwest as the winds howled all night, but a lot of areas calling for snow in the UP and northern Michigan. 1 or 2 inches of snow today and tomorrow. Winter has returned. Don't get used to the fact that it was 53 or 4 degrees yesterday. That's over. Here's something I find just highly disturbing because I know, you know, I went to college. I know a lot of you folks went to college, and you're sending kids or grandkids or know people in college currently, and I just wonder how you would react. How would you react if you had heard this from one of your kids or grandkids, professors, or you were sitting in class and heard this yourself and heard about this? A professor from Drexel University, which is in Philadelphia, in hot water today, after tweeting out that all he wanted for Christmas was white genocide. All he wanted for Christmas was for all white people to die. The school forced to issue a statement on Christmas Day after George Cicero Mayer, an associate professor of politics and global studies, tweeted on his account, "All I want for Christmas is white genocide." That, according to the blog Inside Higher Ed, and it went viral. Yeah, the tweet went viral after many conservative websites and individuals spoke out against it. Drexel University forced to issue a condemnation as well. Here's part of what the written statement said. Drexel became aware today of Associate Professor George Cicero Mayer's inflammatory tweet, which was posted to his personal Twitter account on December 24, 2016. While the university recognizes the right of its faculty to freely express their thoughts and opinions in public debate, Professor Mayer's comments are utterly reprehensible, deeply disturbing, and do not in any way reflect the values of the university. The university is taking this situation very seriously. We contacted the professor today to arrange a meeting to discuss the matter in detail. Mayer followed up with another tweet on Christmas Day before being contacted by Drexel officials, according to Philly.com, to clarify, this is his tweet, to clarify, when the whites were massacred during the Haitian Revolution, that was a good thing indeed. Yeah, unless you were one of those folks getting massacred. A bio on Drexel's website says the professor is an expert, this is a quote, an expert and frequent media commentator on social movements, particularly in Latin America. He teaches, researches, and writes about race, racism, prisons, and policing in the U.S. and internationally, including how race is associated with suspicion and guilt. You mean like suggesting all white people should die? Because what is more overtly racist than calling for white genocide? Well, your skin color is white, therefore you should die. Wouldn't that be a textbook case of racism? It's not clear what action is going to be taken against this professor. Probably none, if you want to know the truth. We'll see. His Twitter feed, by the way, has been made private now, so you can't see those tweets. But he's trying to cover his tracks. Here's what he has most recently written about the matter. On Christmas Eve, I sent a satirical tweet about an imaginary concept, white genocide. Right, because that's comedy. For those who haven't bothered to do their research, white genocide is an idea invented by white supremacists and used to denounce everything from interracial relationships to multicultural policies. And I say, garbage. Mayer also said that Drexel University's statement about the situation was, quote, chilling. And he went on to write this. While upholding my right to free expression, the statement refers to my satirical tweets as utterly reprehensible. On the university level, moreover, this statement, despite a tepid defense of free speech, sends a chilling message and sets a frightening precedent. It exposes untenured and temporary faculty not only to internal disciplinary scrutiny, but equally importantly, it encourages harassment as an effective means to impact university policies. No, what it says, sir, is that your comments are so far out of the mainstream that your radical ideas of eradicating white people, or any group of people for that matter, based on skin color, is, as the university said, utterly reprehensible. You should be fired. But in a world where tenure is more important than anything else, and therefore you probably cannot be fired, it is disgusting, which is why tenure should be revisited in this country. Just because you're tenured shouldn't make you bulletproof, shouldn't make you above reproach. When you write something of this nature, which is openly racist, you should be held to account for it. And just because you have the freedom of speech doesn't mean you have the freedom of speech to keep your job. We've learned that time and again. Businesses can relieve people of their jobs because of things they post on Facebook. Because, yes, you have every right to say it. And you have every right to say in this country, and you will not go to jail. But it doesn't mean you have to remain employed. That's not what freedom of speech says. It doesn't mean you get to keep your job. Do you understand the difference here? Want to make sure you understand the difference. Free speech, yes, you have that. Freedom of saying anything you want and force your employer to live with it? Not part of the deal. Not part of the deal. 14 after here on a Tuesday. Hope you had a great holiday. Hope you learned something.